This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 27th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA's mission STS-132, and with it the career of the space shuttle Atlantis, came to a close yesterday morning at 8:48 a.m. Eastern Time. The Phoenix Mars lander, which startled scientists by finding evidence of a livable habitat for microbes on Mars, now appears to have been damaged beyond recovery by a harsh Martian winter. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has charged members of his Future of Aviation Advisory Committee with helping to ensure that the U.S. aviation industry remains vital, competitive, sustainable, and safe. A Polish diplomat has confirmed to Bloomberg that moments before last month's disastrous crash of the Polish president's plane in Russia, Poland's top Air Force commander had been in the cockpit. The FAA has published a safety alert for operators in which it warns that adapting tundra tires or skis to an aircraft can load the structure in ways unanticipated by engineers. U.S. Navy brass this week set out to dispel speculation that the planned purchase of more F-A-18 Super Hornets has anything to do with a lack of commitment to the Joint Strike Fighter. The Navy says it will use both. Aero News has learned that one of the more interesting LSA development projects, the Sadler Vampire, is now on the block for pennies on the dollar. Sikorsky says its X-2 technology demonstrator Monday flew at 181 knots, has completed the third of four test phases, and will soon make an assault on the 250-knot rotorcraft speed record. And the TSA has confirmed it keeps a database on people who lose their tempers in screening lines. It also admits most of those people are TSA employees. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll get some background on this weekend's fly-in music jam at Kerrville, Texas, put on by the Flying Musicians Association, from co-founders and directors Eileen Hummel and John Zapp. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.